Country with your host, Dave Woods. This is the radio show that puts country music front and center.
Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
North Bay, Ontario country artist Corey Marquardt is currently in the studio recording his debut album. The album will feature not only the vocals of this talented artist, but the songwriting skills as well. The project is being produced by Sam Reed, who many of you will recall from Glass Tiger fame. It's my pleasure now to welcome Corey Marquardt to the show. Hey, Corey.
Hey, Dave. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's my pleasure to have you here. I'm so glad that Doug put us in touch and set all this up. You've had a pretty busy day in the studio, from what I understand, on this debut album. How's it going so far?
It's going pretty good, actually. The days have been long. We're working 10 to 12-hour days, and we came in yesterday at about 10 o'clock, and we didn't get out till 10. I laid most of the drum tracks down yesterday and then came in and finished four more, and actually just left the studio about 10 minutes ago, and we got most of the bass tracks done. We got two more tracks to do then, and just been busy, go, go, go.
Wow. And the amazing thing, too, is not, as I mentioned, the vocals and the songwriting, but you're also a drummer, so you're doing the drum tracks on the sessions.
Yeah, that's right. All the drums, and, you know, it's great to get back into the studio again. I was in a metal band before, so it's a little different than drumming at 230 beats a minute, but it's a lot of fun, and I get to write my own stuff. It's really cool to drum to my own songs.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. There's been a lot of Phil Collins comes to mind as somebody who started off as a drummer and then, of course, became a superstar. So a lot of people move from the drums forward, right? At least a few of them do.
Well, I hope I do.
Sure. Sounds like you're off to a good start. Let's talk about that transition, as you said, from the metal bands and the harder stuff to the harder in the sense of like harder rock to country. How did that transition happen for you?
Well, actually, it really all started with Rush. My dad was really into Rush and stuff like Deep Purple and Rainbow and Ozzy and stuff like that. And well, like pretty much any drummer, not only in Canada, but in the world, all knows of Neil Peart. And one of them, really looked up to him. And that's where all my drumming started. It started off around when I was 10 years old, 11 years old. I made my own Neil Peart setup in my basement out of paint cans. And
great.
Drumming on the dashboard on the way to hockey practice and everything. And it kind of all started there. And but not only was he into Rush and all that kind of stuff, he also really enjoyed a legend and then one of my favorite artists, Mr. Merle Haggard. So I do cover some of his stuff as well in my shows, and he's a great artist, great writer, and one of my favorites. So that's where the country comes in. And it's also led to my mom's side, where she was into stuff like Shania Twain, Brad Paisley, and Zac Brown. And it kind of gets all blended in, and actually, I played 3 years of junior hockey, and it kind of, you know, went from singing on the bus and singing in the room, and then, some of the players on the team would say, hey, man, you know, maybe you should try singing or something, you know, and not only can you drum, you can sing, so it kind of all went from there, and I just kind of started singing on the bus and in the room, and one thing led to another, with the, you know, they want me to sing at parties, and I was always too shy. I mean, I could, you know, I always told myself I could. Now, I caught myself in the drum, and I could drum in front of a million people now, but if you wanted me to sing, there's no way. And I just started, like I said, from the dressing room, the bus, to little parties, and then bars, and here I am now recording my first album, so as a singer and songwriter, so it's pretty neat.
That is pretty amazing and quite a journey. When the decision came, Corey, to make the album, like, how did that come about? Did you just think now is the time for you to do this and get a record out that people could listen to?
Well, you know, I was introduced to Doug about I got 7 or 8 months ago, and we went to chatting, and he agreed to be my manager, and that was one of his decisions that that he made, and just thought, you know what, he heard some of my songs and talked to some people as well, and figured, you know, that was my next step. I've been playing a lot of live shows, and I had a lot of original material, so we thought, why not make an album, and so here we are.
Now, country music, of course, is known for the storytelling, the emotion. I mean, you know, some genres you can kind of dance to songs or hum along to them, but country music, you're really following a story. Does that play into your songwriting, and what aspect of that do you enjoy the most about telling stories?
Well, I guess, yeah, it lets you express a lot of maybe your emotions and how you feel, and, you know, maybe some experiences in your lifetime, you know, especially those good old country party songs. There's a couple on my album that, you know, that I'm sure a lot of my buddies are going to listen to and be like, I think you might be talking about me, you know? So,
right.
I guess it lets you talk about almost anything, really, you know, your love life or, you know, like I said, past experiences, your partying and all that kind of stuff. So
yeah.
I just really enjoy it.
Let's talk about the song Fly Away, which I'm going to share with our listeners in just a moment, Corey. What can you tell us about the writing of the song and any other story behind it?
Well, it all started at, I don't know, just it's one of those times in my life where, you know, I felt I've never really gotten away anywhere. And with my girlfriend at the time, I figured, you know, it just, you know, I'd always wanted to go somewhere hot. And the song just kind of came to me. And usually sometimes when I get an idea, I just kind of go along with it. And I guess this song just came about. I'm 15 hours short of my pilot license. So flying and aviation in my life is real huge. And I enjoy that very much. And I guess Fly Away was top of my head. I don't know. And it just kind of ended up, you know, thinking of being somewhere hot on a beach and drinking beers and margaritas for free and, you know, living the life, I guess, on vacation. And, you know, when you just kind of want to get away, you just want to fly away and go somewhere and, you know, relax, I guess.
That's an awesome story for a song and an awesome thing to have in it, because music helps us escape. So if we're here in an Ontario winter, which isn't too bad this year, but it's still great to hear a song and feel like we can fly away with you.
Absolutely. Well, that's basically the whole point of the song. And I don't know. I enjoy the song, and it actually sounds really cool now that everything's coming together with a full band, you know, not just singing it on acoustic. You know, when you add the bass, you add the fiddle, it kind of all, I guess in a way, it all makes more sense. So I'm looking
exactly. You need all the instruments in it to really to finish it up, right, and set all the different motions in place, I guess.
Yeah, every instrument adds, I guess in a way, every instrument has its own little story and little feel to the song, so it really does add up.
That's awesome. Well, let's share that song now that we've been talking about. This is Fly Away, sung by Corey Marcourt here on In the Country.
Oh, the sun is shining, what a beautiful day. I can't think of a better place to hide away. Under your covers, lying next to you, fantasy dream world has come true. Lost in your eyes, how good I'm dying. This is where I wanna spend my days and nights. Just wanna fly, fly away, fly away. in the door, home from work. You had a bad day, your boss is a jerk. Those long days, those hard weeks. Let's buy a ticket and get away. Wouldn't that be sweet? Just wanna fly, fly away, fly away.
And that is North Bay, Ontario country artist Corey Marquardt here on In the Country. The song is called Fly Away, and he is currently working towards his debut album. He just wrapped up in the studio a short while ago tonight. Corey, I wanted to ask you about cover songs. I had a chance to go on your website and YouTube as well. There's links both places, of course. These great cover songs you do, like You and Tequila from Kenny Chesney. What are some of your favorite cover songs to do?
Some of my favorite cover songs are the older ones, especially ones by, like I mentioned earlier, artists such as Merle Haggard and Swingin' Doors and you know, Bottle Let Me Down and Silver Wings. Those are actually some of my favorite to perform. And also some by the late great, or Brad Paisley, sorry. I seen him live in August. Or last August, and it was just outstanding. It was really cool to see, and I actually got to meet Eric Church, who opened up for him that night. And covering guy, it was really cool. He was a really cool guy, and so I actually covered some of his songs as well, like Drink a Little Drink, Smoke a Little Smoke.
Nice.
And some I like to mix it up. Some of them are not all country, or considered country, I guess. But my favorite ones are, like I said, Brad Paisley, Merle Haggard, Eric Church, Luke Bryan, stuff like that. I really enjoy covering those.
Now with a guy like Eric Church, did you have a chance at all to ask him, or maybe you didn't in that time, to get any advice? But is there any artist you'd like to ask some advice of for the music business?
Well, I talked to. Well, when I talked to Eric, he just pretty much just said, keeping on and, push hard, keep doing what you're doing, and eventually good things will happen. So that's basically, I guess, their advice and really my advice for anybody out there trying to do the same thing. You know, just really believe in what you're doing and just keep pushing and good things will come.
Yeah, a lot of it's just persistence, right? I mean, if you give up at the first negative thing you hear or the first obstacle, you're not going to get too far. You've really got to keep at it, keep believing in yourself, and keep moving forward.
Well, that's it. You really got to stay positive, and like I said, just keep going and really believe in what you're doing. You know, there's, like with anything, life itself, there's a lot of lows, but there's a lot of highs, and you know, you just kind of, and some of the negative stuff that you run into, you just kind of try to make the best of them almost, and the most positive, make them positive things to make you that much better and that much stronger, and just keep going.
That's awesome. Now, Corey, have you had a chance to win over maybe some of your friends who weren't into country music before? Because a lot of times people, they kind of don't get into it in some cases until they hear it and realize how good it is. So have you had a chance with the songs you're doing to get people turned on to country?
Actually, I've had a lot of people come up to me, not only friends, but I guess fans now that, are not into country at all. And they've come up to me after shows or between sets and being like, man, you know, but some of them even said, I hated country. I don't even like country. And then they're like, but I like it now, you know. So it's really cool to have people, you know, that are just not even into that style of music to, you know, to really enjoy it and respect it, of course. And, I got a lot of support from my friends, and not all of them, like I said, were into country, but now they are and are fans of mine, and, respect the music.
That is really cool. And when you play the older stuff too, like the Merle Haggard stuff, that'll bring them into the classic stuff that they probably didn't hear in the past.
Oh, absolutely. And it's really cool to kind of, you know, to play those old tunes and then have, you know, it really lights up the whole bar or wherever you're playing. And, it, you know, from ages 19 to 50 or 60, whoever's in the bar always gets up and dances to old Merle, Bottle Let Me Down.
Oh, for sure. Yep, all the generations love it. I love him, too. He's such a classic. Let's talk about the next song we're going to play from you, Corey, called Miss You. What can you tell us about this song?
Well, that one's a very personal song and special song to me. Me and my family lost my grandmother last February, actually almost exactly a year ago. And so basically that song is about her, and you know, we miss her every day, and it's a very special song.
Well, let's share that now. This is One from the Heart, and this is Corey Marquardt here on In the Country. And that is Corey Marquardt here on In the Country. The song is called Miss You, and obviously one straight from the heart, and it shows what country music can do. It really delivers emotion, doesn't it, Corey?
It sure does. That, like I said earlier, that song means a lot to me, and really, you know, it goes out there to anybody that's lost anybody close to them and someone that means a lot to them. So.
Now, talk to me a bit about performing live and what people can expect when they go and see you perform on stage.
Well, a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun. There's nothing better. There's not a better feeling in the world than being on stage singing for people. It's a great experience. I find the encores are the best. You know, when you finish a set or a show you're screamed at to do one more or two more or three more, and that happens quite often. So it's a real feel-good feeling, and like I mentioned, playing live is just, it's amazing.
Working with other artists, Corey, I'll often ask guests about dream duet partners. Is there anybody out there, it could be a male artist or a female artist, that you'd like to collaborate with at some point on a record or on stage? Anybody that comes to mind?
Doing something with Merle Haggard or Brad Paisley would be,
that'd be cool.
Just an awesome. To do a song with them, either one of theirs or maybe even one that we wrote, that would be wicked.
That would be indeed. Now, what about a female country artist? You know, there's those great classic duets over the years. Anyone come to mind?
Carrie Underwood. It'd be really cool to do a duet with Carrie. That would be, once again, that would be an honor to do that as well.
Good choice. Your pilot license, let's just talk about that for a moment. You're pretty close to getting that. What are your plans when you get the license?
I don't know. I was before all this, I plan on being a commercial pilot. And I actually went after my school shut down, about 2 years ago, I decided to join the military and attend RMC and in hopes to be a fighter pilot for the Canadian Forces. And that didn't end up falling through either. I ended up picking up the guitar and singing. But now, actually, I'm so close to getting them. I might, once things calm down, I might get back into class and find a flight school and just have it for my own personal use just to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Enjoy flying.
It sounds pretty interesting. Now, one exciting part about the album, along with the songwriting, your drumming and everything else, is Sam Reed, as we mentioned earlier, from Glass Tiger fame, is producing it. How does that feel for you to have him shaping the sound of your first record?
I think it's amazing, and Sam's a really cool guy and really, really easy to work with. I'm not gonna lie. When you walk into a studio and there's Juno sitting on a table there, it's kind of intimidating. But all these platinum and gold records, it's just overwhelming at first. But he's very easygoing, easy to work with, and it's an honor to work with him and have him produce my album.
And have you gotten pretty comfortable in the studio now, having been in it for, I guess, a few days? Do you feel comfortable with the process?
Oh yeah, it's pretty easy peasy now, I guess. it's a routine, and it's pretty easy going now. So I'm really enjoying it. The stress
isn't
there as much anymore.
Yeah, that's good. You relax after a bit, when you just get used to what you need to do.
Well, yeah, because when you first walk in, you don't really know what to expect, and you got to get back to getting used to that metronome, and it's not too fun having something ticking in your ear while you're trying to play drums or guitar. Getting used to that and finding ways around that, is things are a lot better now and a lot more easygoing.
Awesome. Well, Corey, it's been a real pleasure talking with you again. I'm glad Doug set this up, and I look forward to hearing the whole album as soon as it's done. I'll tell our listeners they can head to CoryMarquardt.com, which is CoryMarquardt.com, and they can find out more about you there and watch some of the videos and hear some of the song samples. And thanks so much for coming on and sharing the music, Corey.
Thank you so much, Dave. I really appreciate it. It's been a pleasure.
Been my pleasure. Once again, my guest has been North Bay, Ontario country artist Corey Marquardt, and he's getting set to record his debut album and release it later this year. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.